at church every day. Home Bible study 21st century style. CAC Daily iCast is aired Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply go to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link.
You can join us for our radio broadcast Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on WQHY FM 95.5 out of Prestonsburg, Kentucky. You can also go to Q95FM.net, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, or around the world. That's Q95FM.net. You can also catch the television broadcast Sundays at 10 a.m. on the Tri-State CW, that's WQCW-TV, and you can watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 p.m. on Mountaintop Media TV. And if you don't get those cable channels or satellite service, you can still watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 simply by going to mountaintopmedia.com.
You can follow CAC Daily iCast on Facebook at CAC Daily. Follow our Phelps campus at CAC Phelps I, our Pikeville campus at Pikeville Apostolic, and Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. We're also on Twitter at CAC Daily iCast, the Phelps campus at CAC Phelps, the Pikeville campus at Pike UPC, and you can connect with Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. You can call in and leave your prayer requests and praise reports at 606-282-4108 or email those prayer requests and praise reports to cacdaily@cacphelps.org or cacdaily@cornerstoneapostolic.org. Let's now join Pastor McKinney as he takes us through another study in the Word.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another CAC Daily iCast. Just a little bit of church every day, home Bible study, 21st century style, as we bring you a little bit of fun things, a little bit of teaching, and hopefully a whole lot of stuff that'll just help you want to draw closer to the Lord. Well, we want to pick up where we left off on Friday. We're studying our way in the Word of the Lord through 1 John chapter 2, and we are going to pick up today in verse number 18. So it begins to read like this: "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." And I want to stop right there because there's just some things that I think we're going to need to dive into today with the understanding of the Antichrist that are in the world today is not the Antichrist of Revelation, but it is the same spirit. It's Antichrist, which means against Christ. And truly, we are living in that day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we study today's lesson. This is going to be lesson number 1038. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us to be gathered here today to study your word. I pray that you would bless us today, Lord, as we study your word, that we will rightly divide the word of truth, expound it fully, and we'll all leave here with more knowledge than we came. Help us to apply it to our lives so we'll be doers of the word. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, when we start looking understanding of Antichrist in the world. We've been told that the spirit of Antichrist is already here. The working of the Antichrist is already here. Because of simply going to verse number 18, it says, "Little children, it is the last time." And this is John talking in his day. How much closer are we in our day? That's right. So don't ever think that just because John said it's the last time or the last time and the Antichrist are in the world today that somehow that was something either that's done past or something that doesn't apply to us, that he's prophesying, but he's not prophesying. He's telling us that truly we are living in the last time. Now, there's a difference between the last time and the last day. So when you hear John talking about the last time, he's talking about the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world today. There are many, as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Look what he says. Even now are there many Antichrists. What is Antichrist? Well, if you're anti-anything, it means you're against it. Anti means against. So if you're anti-Christ, you're against Christ. You're against Jesus. You're against the anointed. That's right. So, you know, Antichrist are in the world today. It's a known fact. You know, there are people that are Antichrist that are in positions of authority. There's people that are Antichrist that are just everyday people in the world. And what they do is they want to be against Christ and against Christians, against people that truly, you know, if you're not careful, you will be accepting of people that are really anti-Christ, because anti-Christ means they're against the Lord. They're against you as a Christian. They're against the people of God in any form. Literature. They're against the literature. Why do you think we're having such a push in our day of sin, immorality, and abominations? Because of the antichrists that are in the world. It's not hard to find someone who is against the Bible, who is against Jesus, who is against you because you believe in Jesus or believe in the Bible. They're antichrists. You have to label people as they are. You know, if people are living like Jesus and serving Jesus, then they're Christians, Christ-like. But if people are walking around against, you know, Christians, against the Bible, against Jesus, they're antichrist. So a lot of our people that you come in contact with every day and I come in contact with every day are simply antichrist. That's right. They're antichrist. They're against Jesus. They don't want Jesus to be preached. It's the same spirit that was in Paul's day, John's day, the disciples' day, when they would look at them and strictly, warn them, do not preach or teach in the name of Jesus. That's an antichrist spirit. Do not preach or teach in the name of Jesus. They didn't care for them preaching and teaching in religion. They didn't care about them teaching some under the law, right? You didn't hear none of them that was believing in the law. Even Paul, before he was converted, he knew the law, and he was persecuting Christians in the church because he thought he was doing the right thing by stopping that which he thought was against the law. But when you look at this, you see that antichrists are coming more and more, revealed more and more, I should say, in our day. It's not hard to find somebody who's willing to speak out against Jesus. But just like it was in Paul's day, Silas's day, John's day, the disciples' day, they don't want you to preach or teach in the name of Jesus. They don't care that you preach in the name of religion. They don't care that you preach about going to church. But what they do not want to happen is you to speak that name. Why? Because that name is above every name. That name has all power. That name is so powerful, it puts demons to flight. When you ask for things in Jesus' name, you receive them. When you pray over people in Jesus' name, they're healed. They don't want that name. Why? Because they're anti-Christ. So you meet somebody today that says, oh, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe that Jesus is the Savior. They're anti-Christ. If you meet somebody today who says, oh, I don't believe you have to believe the Bible and do what the Bible says, they're anti-Christ. Might as well label them like they are. I believe we're to be civil. Now, I'll be the first to tell you we're to be civil. We're to be polite. But we're not to be compromising. We need to be truthful with people. When they're wrong, tell them they're wrong. When they're an antichrist, call them an antichrist. It's very simple. If we're not careful, we'll start compromising what we define as antichrist. We'll start compromising on the definition because, oh, well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, or I don't want to cause nobody to think hard of me. I want to be popular. How are we going to ever win people to the Lord? I tell you, the way we win people to the Lord, it's not through compromise, but we win people to the Lord through the Word of God, the truth of the Word. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free or make you free. So with that said, we're living in that day, that last time, when we heard that the Antichrist is coming. Well, there's many Antichrists already here. I'm pretty sure if I was to ask you to put in the comment section or the chat room, do you know anybody that has spoken out against Christ? You probably will say, yeah, I know many people that have spoken out against Christ. You know, the lady that got the Bible taken out of school, she's an antichrist. That's right. Madam O'Hare, if you will. There's people that have gotten people banned having public events. Think back during COVID. When COVID was at its highest, they wanted the bars open because people needed to drink and kind of calm their nerves. So they wanted the bars open. They wanted certain vices open, but they didn't want the church opened. Why? Because they're antichrist. I think it's interesting that you could go to a bar and get drunk, but you couldn't go to church and get saved. The problem was they're antichrist. Let's call it like it is. I believe that when Fauci and other government officials looked and said you need to close the churches, they were antichrist. That spirit of antichrist was raising up. Now, a lot of people's going to disagree with that, but that's fine. A lot of people's going to say, well, I'm not sure about that. I don't want to go that far as to say they're antichrist. Well, anybody that comes against Christ or his people or his word, they are antichrist. The LGBT community, they're antichrist. They are. It's very simple. It's not some country preacher that's so uneducated he can't find his way out of East Kentucky, and that's what a lot of people think, that we can't find our way out of East Kentucky. I tell you, East Kentucky is a good place to live. But you know what? When we start seeing the LGBT community, we know they're anti-Christ. They're against Christ. There's other organizations that are antichrist. I mean, I could go into a lot of organizations and name them by name, but for time's sake, let's just say, just like John said, there are many antichrists today. We all can agree to that. And that's the reason we know that it is the last time. Better get ready. Better get your family in. Better start witnessing to those that you've been holding off witnessing to because you didn't want to really, you know, bother them. You better start bothering them because this is the last time. Now look at verse 19. Verse 19 says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us." Now, I want to stop right there just a moment because I want you to know that a lot of preachers have used this verse to try to down people that leave the church and go start a work or go start another church or something like that. And they first thing they want to do, "Oh, praise God, they were not of us because if they were of us, they would have stayed with us." I've had that said about me. "Oh, they were never of us because if they were, they would have stayed with us." That's not what this verse means. That's not even what this verse is talking about. This verse is not talking about people leaving one congregation and going to another. That's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about leaving one church and going to another. If you really want to understand this, you're going to understand that it is something that let me go to 2 John here, and I want to bring this up and kind of define this for you. Chapter 2, we want to go to 1 John chapter 2, and I want to begin reading right here in verse number 19. "They went out from us, but were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." Again, some people use that as a way to attack people that leave the congregation they're pastoring. I've had it said of me. I'm sure that if you have ever started a church or started a new work, it's probably been said of you. But that's not what this verse means. We're talking about people who are antichrists, people who are trying to push against Christianity, people who have come against the church. Now, when you look at the simple language that we can all talk and relate to, verse number 19 just says, "These people, they left." They were never really with us. Talking about people that leave the church, not leave a congregation to go start another work or expand a ministry or anything like that. No, they left the church completely and become antichrist in what they do. They come against the church. Remember Paul? Paul said, "I did this ignorantly." Paul was persecuting the church because he thought he was doing the will of God, and he did it ignorantly. Well, this is what these people do. They leave the church not to go start a church to expand a ministry or to start in an area where there's no truth being preached. No, that's not what this is talking about at all. So all of these preachers that get all heady and high-minded and start saying, "Oh, well, if they'd been of us, they would have stayed with us. And because they left us, that proves they're not of us. They're not saved," just basically what they're saying. They're not saved. They're not doing the will of God. That's not what this means at all. So if you've ever heard anybody say that, now you can say that's not what that means at all. People left the church, and they left the churches, but they never really belonged to the church. They never really stayed, with the Word and served the Lord, and they left the church because they wanted to be against the church. You got people that backslide. That's right. They leave the church. And then they want to destroy the church they left. Antichrist spirit. That's right. Antichrist spirit. No Christian wants to destroy another Christian, right? Nobody wants to say, well, praise God, I don't go to that church anymore, so I'm going to destroy that church. If you do, you know what? You have an antichrist spirit. That's right. You have an antichrist spirit. Don't be wrapped up in the antichrist spirit. If you leave a church, just leave it. But you know how people know that you have an antichrist spirit? It's when you leave the church and you try to destroy it. You try to destroy the pastor. You try to destroy the people. You try to destroy the church. You've got an antichrist spirit. So this is talking about those people that left the church, left serving Jesus, and became antichrist in what they do. So remember, we're talking about many antichrists in the world, and that's what leads into this verse. These people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us. In other words, their true colors showed they were not Christians. They were not Christ-like. They were not serving Jesus. They were serving themselves, agendas, whatever it was they were serving. And when they left the church, then they had this antichrist spirit to try to push against the people that are really living and serving the Lord in the manner they should. So with that said, let's go to verse number 20. Because he says, but ye, you know, don't worry about the people that leave and try to destroy the church and try to, you know, talk about you. You know, I've had people talk about me. I've had people talk about the people I pastor. And they are antichrist because they're coming against Christians. They're coming against Christ. So they're antichrist. I don't even give them another thought. You know what makes the devil mad is when you ignore him. You know what makes the devil mad is when you ignore what he's trying to do and you just ignore it. That's right. Because you know what? Ye have an unction from the Holy One and ye know all things. You have an unction from the Holy One. You know, you're not like the Antichrist people. You're not like the people that leave and try to destroy other people, but you belong. That's what John is saying. You belong. You belong. The Holy One anointed you, and you all know it. You've got the Holy Ghost. You're not Antichrist. You're not, against Christianity. You're not in the church, but not in the church. You belong to God. That's what he's trying to say. You know, some people are in church and they're not, they don't belong to the church. That's right. They're in the church, but they don't belong to church. Now, that's a common phrase in our day to day. People say, do you belong to church? You know, and basically what they're saying is, have you committed your life to Jesus and serving the Lord and all of this? That's what they're really saying. But they'll come out and say, do you belong to church? Well, we belong to the church. And if we're not careful, we'll go to church but not belong. We won't agree with the teaching. We won't agree with the Word of God. I know people that sit on pews, and all they are there for is to cause confusion and division because they don't believe the Word that's being preached. They don't believe what the Lord is doing, and they're just sitting there letting an antichrist spirit rise up in them when they really, really may be looked at as someone who maybe is important in society or important in the world. Don't get wrapped up in popularity. Don't get wrapped up in people you think are looked upon as being somebody. Look at people. Are you serving the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Are you trying to build the kingdom up instead of tearing it down? These things is what we see here. And he says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lies of the truth. I want you to know I'm not writing these things. This is what John is saying. I'm not writing these things so that because you don't know the truth. I'm writing these things because you do know the truth. You know what the Word says. You know that the Antichrist spirit is rising up. You know that there's many Antichrists in the world today, and you're not part of them. That's right. You're part of the church. My question is, what are you a part of? Are you part of the church? If you are, then you're not going to side with the Antichrist people. You're not going to let people just speak an Antichrist spirit against you and talk about how that they're coming against you and they're going to tear you down. They're going to, talk about you, manipulate you, all these. No, that's the Antichrist spirit. Manipulation is a Jezebel spirit. And the spirit of Jezebel's in the last day too. You got to remember, we're living in the last days and we're not battling flesh and blood. We're battling spirit, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're battling spirits, Antichrist spirits. That's what John is warning about. I want to close with that, and I want us to go to the Lord in prayer because I want us to understand that we have got to stand in our day and proclaim truth so others will continue to know the truth. So there won't be this deception of the antichrists out there that are against the people of God, against Jesus himself, because that's where we're living. And if we're not careful, people will start embracing all of the LGBTQ community, all of the abominable things in life, the sinful things in life, and they will embrace that because they're embracing the people that's doing that. And the next thing you know, they become antichrist. They don't have anything good to say about the church. They don't have anything good to say about Jesus. They don't have anything good to say about serving the Lord. If we're not careful, that spirit will get in us. And the next thing you know, we're the ones leaving the church, talking about the church that was doing nothing but preaching truth. So with all that said, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to help us today that we're not going to be these people that are wrapped up in Antichrist spirit, but we're going to stand in this day and do what's right. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that we have expounded your word fully. I pray that we have rightly divided the word of truth. I pray that we've all received the knowledge of the truth, that there's some that have left the church and they're out to destroy the church, not just local congregations, but the church in general, and they're antichrists. They are antichrists. Lord, I pray that you would help us to know the truth, receive the truth, walk in truth, and teach truth to the next generation so they too will know how to recognize the Antichrist spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson today. I pray that it's been with clarity and we've expounded the word fully. For it's all in your mighty name we ask and pray. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed the teaching session. That's something to think about. All the people that leave churches, that try to destroy churches. You know, have you ever had somebody that you know backslide and they never tried to destroy the church? They never talked about the church. They never did anything negative against the church that they left. Those people are just backsliders. But those people that leave the church and try to destroy the church by talking about it, putting it down, putting down the pastor, putting down the people, they are antichrists. Keep that in mind. and then you'll be able to recognize who's just a backslider that needs to be restored and who has the Antichrist spirit. That's a good thing to talk about. Good thing to study. Study beyond what we studied today, and I know the Lord will bless you. We do have our trivia question up and running. Which book begins with the words, "Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus"? All you got to do is go to the Facebook page of CAC Daily. Click on the link. It'll take you where you need to go, and we'll have the results of that on tomorrow's broadcast. It's starting to sunshine outside. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here in the neighborhood. May have a shower or two. For a little while this morning. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Tell your family, tell your friends. Join in Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Everybody have a great day, because we are out of here.
On behalf of Pastor McKinney and the congregation of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, we would like to invite you and your family to come and visit with us. We feel that you will enjoy the Spirit-filled atmosphere as we worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. The adults meet in the main sanctuary, while the youth meet in the CAC Youth Sanctuary. You can also catch our services live by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link during our regular and special scheduled services. If you missed a service, you can still watch that service in its entirety by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the video archives link. Come on out to Cornerstone Apostolic Church and experience the power of Pentecost. We hope to see you in future services.